Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. You know, Tripp just came down the hall. Boss man. He's got a house in Los Angeles. Current temperature at his house is like 62. Going to jump up to about 77.
Is that low today?
Yeah, because he's on the beach.
Man.
Well, inland, it's going to be 100. But where he is, it's always 77 degrees. And Tripp's here.
He's a trooper, John.
Is that what it is?
He's here for his
men. He likes to be in the trenches.
All right.
And women.
I consider him being here akin to a silver alert. He's just wandering around in the desert. There's no reason to be here. You've got to...
He's getting ready to go on a hike.
He should stay. He should have stayed home.
That's what I was saying, like, off the air. It's like, we've got all these TVs around this building. He should just pop in on Skype randomly, wherever he wants. He could sit in his house.
Picture in picture.
Yes.
Whatever we're doing, he's just down in the corner with his arms full.
Yep. You might want to knock that off.
Yeah. Could you imagine how freaked out people would be?
Yeah. Oh, it'd be incredible if it's just little Big Brother Trip on all the TVs.
You never know when he'll pop in right
I
over your shoulder.
Love that. We got to arrange that, at least over there in the old man station, to have Tripp's head in all the... They wouldn't know how to turn it off. They're totally technologically clueless.
If he was smart, he wouldn't even need to do it. Like he could make a little tape of himself.
He'd loop himself. Just staring forward.
What are you doing?
Paul and Mark would unplug everything.
Yes.
Keep the you whole, motivated by just like, yeah!
They'd be like, yeah. They'd be like Chuck from Better Call Saul. The whole place would be electric free. Unplug it all. Anyway, it's interesting because if I had the opportunity to sit in a 76-degree house today, go out and windows open, oh, my God, there would be no way I'm getting on a plane. And, you know, we've got to hand it to him. Like Eric said, he's a trooper.
My people are there.
Look, Caesar, we'll be fine. You need to go back to your house.
Wait until 1 o'clock rolls around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's been 2 days. He knows. He knows it's...
There's a 4 o'clock.
It's
LA.
Avoidable. He's, you know... He's got money and an air conditioner. He'll be fine.
I got the, I got the updates, the airlines, and they gave me the breakdown of the planes.
You did?
I didn't know this. They say here's the temperatures that a plane is fine.
118.
126 on
126
an Airbus.
On commercial.
120 on the commercial. But what they were saying is the smaller ones are 118.
Yeah, they're the trouble ones. 118 for the little ones screw up traffic all day, so they just shut the whole thing
they
down.
They canceled 50 flights already today.
But they didn't, did they cancel them or just...
Cancel them from 3 to 6.
They did. I thought they just delayed them.
But that's impressive on the commercial ones.
126 for the big Airbus and above, yeah. But anything at 118, the airports are like, we're not dealing with it. Because it's hard to get the plane up in the air. They got to clear the city and stuff. It's neat. So, yeah, if you're flying today, beware. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Available at Hooters today. Delicious Hooters stuff. That's right. Hooters. Oh, there it is. Thanks, Toledo. A half off. Select appetizers during happy hour. That's Monday through Friday. That's just every damn day. 3 to 6 o'clock. Hooters brings you the Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
A couple of Tuesday fun facts. Ventriloquism started as a religious practice. The ancient Greeks called it gastromancy. And they believed the ventriloquist was getting messages from spirits in their stomach and revealing them through a dummy.
And what age was this? What time period?
Ancient Greek. Okay.
Not too far
time,
off.
Time, so.
So everybody was dumb. So anything that was from that period of time, outside of like the seedlings of democracy and sewage, let's just ignore anything they've said from... Let's only pay attention to people from 1940 on. That's pretty much it, right? All new ideas, all the stuff back then when they thought that ventriloquism was magic. It's time to just...
The good ones could really...
It's time to just delete those people from Earth. What do they call it?
Gastromancy.
Gastromancy, because necromancy is when you bring the dead to life.
Yeah. This is stomach talk.
Oh, gastromancy, it's like you get... Yeah, they didn't have fleet back then. They didn't know why their stomachs hurt so bad. I'm bloated all the time. Got celiac disease that hasn't been invented yet.
The original name for Frank Sinatra's song, New York, New York, was Theme from New York, New York. Hmm. And it was a theme song for Martin Scorsese's movie New York, New York in 1977.
Ah.
That version was performed by Liza Minnelli. Sinatra re-recorded his own version in 1979 And that became the version the everyone knows.
That was 79?
79.
Jeez, I forgot. That was way before.
The Stanley Cup can hold 23 beers, almost a case.
And that's been tested.
No, we know that to be true from several times it's been filled with 24 beers.
According to a study by OkCupid, June is the best month of the year for finding someone for a one-night stand.
Really?
They found there are 33% more people looking for them in June than any other month of
the year. People actively seeking out one-night stands.
Yep.
Interesting.
The worst time for one-night stands is in the winter.
Yeah. And Christmas time and all
it's
that emotion.
The only time of year there's an increase of in the number of people looking for long-term relationships.
So June and summer, the human mind becomes a sexual sociopath, an emotionless zombie boner.
Summer loving.
Yeah, that will give you the heat and then walk away from you, no strings attached. And women are the same. You get them closer around the holidays and stuff, and emotions start playing a part, and they want love. And
but they don't want the one night, or they want the long
term. They want love, right, because their emotions are involved in the wintertime. There's too much going on. Right now,
families.
Girls are just like, look, get it out of me. Nice job, ladies.
And get back to work in the fall.
Yeah, and then start getting weird and crazy in the fall with it.
A new study out of Florida State University found that if you and your significant other spend time looking at pictures when you're posing with adorable animals like puppies and kittens, it'll make your marriage stronger, happier, and better overall.
Thanks, Instagram. You know what I'm going to try with Megan? I've done the midnight rapes and stuff. Those are fun. I think I'm going to do the one-night stand. I'm just going to bang her and leave and not come back for a day or two. Just keep her guessing.
So, Eric, get a whole spread of you and kittens.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. She just hears the door. Where'd you go? I'm gone for a day. You just show up.
Is that just with, did you say with, both. You have to both be in it or just one of you?
They're saying that pictures enough that you start to associate your partner with cute animals. Makes you feel more positive about them.
That's for women.
So if she just sent me pictures of her like and Lisa just a with puppy. Animals constantly, that would be weird.
What about my dad and that dead deer? Does that count?
I think his wife.
different way.
No, it's not.
It makes you love him more, John.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I associate him with the corpse of that thing.
Yeah.
Boone and Crockett thing.
You associate him with dead animals.
Aww.
That's great.
Dad's an adorable dead thing. So it only works with adorable puppies and kittens.
Yeah.
Like if you're a weirdo with a terrarium, don't send those
And
out.
Again, alive is much better than.
Huge, huge difference there.
Lost a batch of kittens.
Quite the caveat.
Ooh, what about dead kittens?
Yeah, that's what he said, alive. Alive is the big key to this. Yeah. Picture you with dead kittens, I'm calling the authorities.
Just holding them up. Ah.
What have I done? Just a little caption. I killed them all.
The kittens.
The women and the kittens.
This pretty much sounds like the American dream. A new study found that having the laziest possible weekend is a key to losing weight. Researchers found that people who spent the weekend catching up on sleep had lower BMIs than people who woke up at their normal time and actually did stuff on the weekends.
I agree. Sleep.
More time sleep. People spent sleeping on weekends, the lower their BMIs were.
Okay.
Still can't do it.
You can't sleep on the weekends?
It's well,
I bet you
I sleep a little bit longer, but you still get up.
What time do you rise and shine?
6:30.
What time do you go to 6:30 on the weekends?
Yeah.
Why?
Dogs.
Just go back to bed. They don't. What are you got to entertain them for 3 hours?
I don't put them in the separate. They come in and they're like, "Let's go, we're ready."
Kirby's
to go.
Old enough. Have her take care of him.
Train
now. Kirby's past the point where she can go beyond. She used to get up early.
And what time are you going to bed on the weekends now?
You know, latest at 9:30.
Is that right? Is that true?
No, Brady. Like this past weekend was 12:30.
No, it was.
Yeah, it was.
For what? And you got up at 6:30 anyway?
Yeah.
And then didn't go back to sleep during the day?
Nope.
You nodded off during a movie or during golf or something?
I didn't on Sunday. Saturday was 12:30. It was about 11:30 on
What are you
Friday.
Doing up so late?
I was talking with Ronnie.
You had a fight?
Maybe. Wow.
That's the only way Brady will stay up that late. You're not going to talk to your wife lovingly till 12:30. You guys were in an argument.
Actually, it was. It started It started to an argument.
John Holmberg.
Well, it's, look, no. It doesn't take much. I don't need a magnifying glass and a two-sided hat for this one.
It started on an argument, and then we finished up.
With lovemaking?
We capped it off, and then we went into talking on other stuff.
What?
Because
you fought, made love, and then talked some more?
Yeah,
that's dumb. You talk, you grudge effort, and you go to sleep till 12 the next day.
We had some things to...
Did you sort it out? Who won?
Oh, yeah.
Who won the fight?
Yeah, no one. The argument.
No There's winner. No winner. There's a,
it was
then
a
she
draw.
Won. That means she won.
It was a draw.
That's like guys who say, we broke up, it was mutual. Oh, she dumped you. It was not a draw.
No.
She beat you.
No.
She beat you.
No, she won the fight.
No
Sometimes
one's
it
budging.
Happens. Megan's won
no,
a few of
no
our fights.
Change.
It is. There's a winner and a loser in every fight, or it wouldn't be a fight.
She's like, you got to listen more. And I said, not going to happen. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Then you won. Pick a winner, Brady. Who won the fight?
Okay, Jim. Brady had the first few rounds, and then Ronnie hit him over the head with that whole interrupting thing. We got to give the last four rounds to Ronnie.
We figured out a solution.
Whose solution did you go with?
It was both of ours.
No, it wasn't. That means she won. I'm just hearing a guy who got beat. What was your input in the solution percentage?
Let's get some sleep.
You just wanted out, which means you caved in and she won.
Yeah, you'll give up if it's that late. Yeah.
She fought you.
I quit.
She fought you. It was a war of attrition. And she kept looking. I bet she kept looking at that oven clock going, it's 11:20. And got about he's going to cave in any minute. I'm just going to keep this thing alive until he goes to sleep.
That's
nice.
A rude move.
Good fight, Ronnie.
Ronnie
well
Morgan.
Done, Ronnie. That's good planning. Whoever you're, John David Jackson must be her trainer. Wear him out. Wear him out.
Wear him out.
He's going to punch himself out screaming about nothing. Was it a good fight, at least? Do you feel confident you went into that thing and got your punches in?
Sure. I don't know if it was really
sure.
Fight.
She kicked your ass. You were a defeated young man. It was a fight. You wouldn't be up till 12:30 otherwise. That's all right. It happens to all of us.
That added about 45 minutes on,
at
you
least.
Know, overtime. I kept waiting for the... It was like a soccer game.
What'd you talk about
How
afterwards?
Much overage do we have?
Yeah.
It's called nil-nil.
So you're up till 12. What is a normal night? You said that night you went to 12.
11:30,
normal,
like, 11, probably.
11:30, okay. So still a little late for you.
A woman flying from Saudi Arabia to India went into labor 35,000 feet on Sunday. The crew members and paramedic who were on board delivered the baby. He was a premature, but he and his mom are both doing fine. Now the airline has decided to give the kid free flights for life.
Wow.
What?
Jet Airways is one of the biggest airlines in India. They fly to about 20 different countries, including several cities in Europe and North America. So he'll be able to travel the world if he wants to.
If I'm that kid, the first day I'm allowed to fly alone, I'm leaving India, that's for sure.
His first flight is next year when he's one. He has to travel solo, though. Everyone else to
right.
get paid.
To meet his wife?
Yeah. He's traveling with by himself and taking two goats. And
that's right. The great Ganesh is going to fly him over to meet his arranged marriage, and then they're going to wallow in their own filth in that godforsaken country of a billion people. That why do you stay? You get free flights out of India? That's a blessing. Take advantage of that. Go be a doctor. Move to San Francisco like the rest of the good ones.
You see the Washington Redskins won in a big decision.
Yeah.
Supreme Court case that had nothing to do with them specifically, but they cited the case. Lee versus Tam. This guy has a band, and his last name was Tam. He's Asian, and the band that he had was called were called the Slants.
Right.
And someone said, you can't do that. But the case before the Supreme Court, Simon Tam was his name.
Right.
Who had trademark registration for the name, the band the Slants, under the Lanham Act. But they said the freedom of speech does allow a person, if they want to do that.
Slant has multiple meanings.
Yep.
And it doesn't always have to be considered racist. If you think it's racist, you're being racist.
Yep.
So basically, it's your fault for thinking it's racist because slant is just something that leans. But the Redskins, the Redskins get involved is because it's offensive to not everyone, basically. Is that kind of what they said? It has to be offensive, like, across the board.
The creed Redskins a slur and thus unprotectable under the act. That was the argument.
Right.
The Supreme Court said Redskins' case was docketed, still dealing as it does with the same provision of the Lanham Act as pro football. So it essentially kills any formal drive to legally pressure the team into changing its name.
Right. Legally.
Yeah.
You could still socially pressure them into. Which will be, it's mainly going to be the logo that has to go. You can't have an Indian. You can have like a sunburn guy or an arrow.
The social pressure is stop buying.
Sunburn. You'd have to have a sunburn guy. That would be the only thing. It's an SPF 50.
With a tan line.
Yeah. Yeah, he just sunburned guy, just standing up with his arms up like it hurts. That was the only other thing the Redskins can do. Their logo's going to come under attack if the name doesn't.
Yeah, so Dan Snyder will still receive a lot of pressure socially. Yeah.
That'd be an easy move just to
change the logo. You don't have to have the Indian man.
This British couple is trying to sue the all-inclusive cruise that they're on for being botulized.
That sounds filthy.
They claim that they had serious stomach cramps and severe diarrhea because of the resort's buffet.
Sure.
That they, on one of the things.
Maybe it was gastromancy.
Well, investigators looked into it and discovered they ordered 109 drinks over a 9-day period.
So? Doesn't mean they deserve botulism.
Well, no. They're saying the mix of 10 drinks a day with food might not.
So you overserved
them. Agree with your.
So you're still guilty.
Yes.
You overserved these patrons until the point they got sick.
There,
of course they did. But
they're going to have to take that up with Jet 2 Holidays.
On my Alaskan cruise, the Filipino bartender was pouring tequila shots for us. We're doing, I do about 3 of them, and every time I do one, I'm like, get yourself one there too, Fan. I think his name was Fan. It may have been Steve, I don't know. But he'd do a shot with us, and then he'd go under the bar and go, ha ha, very good. And he'd come back up, he goes, ah. Oh, Puck, man. Puck. Because that's how he says it. And he's running around back there. And then he'd take like 4 or 5. I had to stop him. Want another? No, 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 no. And I think you should slow down, too. It's like 8 o'clock. Oh, man. We have parties on this boat. You're going to pass out, Fan. The guy had probably had 8 shots of añejo in front of me. And he might have weighed 100 pounds.
What if he gets like a cruise bonus?
For I don't know. Drunk he with the was gone. And he had to pour all the drinks. Like, it was the lobby bar, basically.
And he did it, though, right?
We left early to go look at pay. We were on a cruise with a midget convention. We had a lot to look at. Fan, the bartender, if he passed out drunk, that would have been an afterthought to the midgets trying to bone in that dance club on the boat, which was the most fun I've ever had watching anything in my life.
If you're looking for a cool treat today, the Lucky Charms milkshake just went on sale at Burger King.
Ugh.
Ooh, I can taste that just saying it. There's chunks of charms in it.
There's a new tattooing trend.
Charms.
Who's the jackass at Burger King that keeps doing this?
The king.
The king?
Yeah. Is he the one coming up with these ideas?
Yeah.
Well, he needs to be fired.
If he's, whatever the king
says.
Fire
a king?
Man.
Yeah, you can.
No, you have to kill him.
Kill him.
To murder him. Another family has to take over.
Well, something needs to be done.
Let's get the Windsors in there.
Yeah. It's the Grill of Thrones.
So the new tattooing trend is getting inked in the armpit.
Oh.
That's dumb.
Man, it looks painful.
That's just
Mark Randall's doing it, he told me.
Is he getting an armpit tat?
Of course he is.
Of Bjork?
Yes.
That's dumb. She looks stupid, too. It just looks hairy.
Well, yeah, you gotta imagine that. If you could modify it with some, you make the tattoo where it blends in with the
I feel bad for
people. Brush with the tumbleweed that would grow under.
I feel bad for people who like really like tattoos because idiots are ruining tattoos.
Yeah, they're bastardizing it.
We got a 60-year-old guy named Miguel Anaya Pablo. He's a farmer in San Lucas, Mexico. He recently went to a party and got drunk. Then when he got home, he picked a fight with his pet pig, lives in the house with him.
He lost.
The pig fought back.
Yeah. This is exactly how Ronnie describes your Friday night.
Wound up biting off 3 fingers of Miguel's.
Oh.
Or 3 of Miguel's fingers on the right hand and then took his junk off.
Oh, the pig wins.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He died from an infection.
What is he, at Bricktop's house? Why in the world is this pig so violent? And why are you fighting it?
and the pigs living in your house.
Didn't you watch
Snatch?
There's
going to be a good chance for infection.
Oh. Bricktop tells you a pig will devour a man in like 11 minutes.
That was the second pig. I heard a pig story. People had one wander off their farm. 1,000-pound pig.
I saw that.
You see
that? That was huge.
And the people saw it playing with toys.
Yeah.
It's a friendly pig.
Big, black, awesome pig. Before the cop wouldn't get out. The cop drove up and he's like, there it is. I'm not getting out.
1,000-pounder.
And we didn't realize the size of it until it was the size of his car.
It's friendly.
He pulls up next to the pig, and it's like literally the squad car and the pig aren't too different. He's like, I'm not getting out. And some farmer went and wrangled it, and then they start petting him. And
we got a couple. We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is a quick one. This happened in the streets of Brazil. Guy parked his motorcycle, put his helmet onto the handlebars, and a colony of bees found his helmet.
Ah! Like immediately filled his helmet.
Yeah.
Holy Moses, it's like a bowling ball inside the helmet of bees.
That's his camel motorcycle. I don't know.
I couldn't live in that country because of the language.
The dromedario.
Such an ugly language. Look at that. Wow, that's crazy. That is the strangest, most glued together thing of bees I've ever seen. Yikes!
The final one is
so they didn't wait till the guy came back to see his bee helmet.
They didn't follow up to see who.
And better still, not a soul was trying to fix it or get like a beekeeper in there.
They're very calm.
Yeah,
that's where John Coffey went.
He wasn't the bee man.
Oh, damn!
He just shot out bugs. Candyman shot out the bees.
Candyman was the bee.
Candyman's in Rio.
Yeah, they were just random bugs. They didn't really say what they were.
I knew.
Were they firefly?
I was with a girl.
It was coffee beans.
There's a group of us that went and saw Candyman in the theater.
Yeah, did you get laid that night?
No, well, this is the thing. There was a girl there, and I was starting to get to the point where I kind of got it. Like, I knew how to do this sex thing. Like, I could read the room a little better.
You would have had sex?
So I would have, but I went in there, and after the movie, I was looking in the mirror, and I go, Helen, Candyman. And she's, don't do it. And I'm like, really? I just looked in the mirror and went, Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. And she screamed. And I'm like, I can't be with somebody this dumb.
Not even for sex?
No. She was that stupid. She actually got scared and, like, weepy.
Ran into the wall, knocked herself out.
What do you think? Is that afraid of black people?
It's not race.
A little bit, be honest.
You're not trying to marry her at that age.
Yeah, I didn't want anything to do with her. And that's why. It's because she's so stupid. You bang her and then something stupid's going to get into her head. She's not going to leave you alone.
He just married me.
Yeah, one of those deals. Yeah, she thinks that just legally got us hitched, and now I can't. She just. Oh, and then I found out later she's the one who stabs people in the hands with a fork. She was waiting in a bush of an old boyfriend's house.
Oh, wow, that could have been you.
Yeah, it could have been me, and he came home, and when he reached to unlock his door, she threw one of those big barbecue forks right into his hand.
You know why? Scarred from Candyman.
Maybe, I don't know. I found that out after. She did that before me.
Oh. Like, yeah, you dodged a fork.
Stabbed Brian in the hand with a barbecue fork? Why? Because he was coming home from work and she thought he was on a date. So she just sat in his bushes by his front door and popped out and stabbed him in the hand, like all the way through. Stupid Candyman girl.
Don't do it.
Really?
I don't want a magical Negro to appear in my home.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The last radio video. This is 91-year-old gymnast Joanna Quas. She was on the East German Olympic team back in the day, still competing.
This is going to be weird.
Here's a video of her parallel bars routine.
She's 91?
Yep, 91.
Who goes to this? There's a good crowd. This is a forced attendance of some type. Oh, yeah, spread them, Granny.
91.
Earth years? That was an accident.
Look at the form.
Stiff as a board. Speaking of Green Mile, this woman's been affected.
She does a nice, her power ending. Look at that.
Not good.
Not bad.
Eh.
Her dismount. Here we go.
She keeps doing the same stuff. I want some aerial.
Check it out. Watch, she'll go in the stand.
Aerial. Get in the aerial,
okay, that's good. 91, you're done here. No, she wants to. Look at that.
Whoa.
Yes.
Stronger than everyone in the room.
Here comes the dismount.
Stronger than every one of us. Oh, yeah.
Sticks it.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Boy,
play that again.
Those German steroids.
Play
well.
That again. Yes.
Not yet.
No, that's happening now. 91-year-old gymnast. That's the closest I'll ever get to banging Allie Raisman.
91 years?
Yeah. She'd have to live to be 91 for even considering it. Well, that's impressive, old lady. Nice job. All you guys complaining about how it hurts to get out of bed in the morning? Anything's possible. Hooray. Motivation.
So she'd be 91. You'd be like 115.
Whatever. It's the closest I'm ever going to get. I didn't say it's going to happen. I'm saying that's the only opportunity. Because I would attend all of her 91-year-old gymnast shows.
Come on. If she'd bang a Raider, she'd bang you.
Yeah, that's true. Look at that old broad. Like she's on strings. Wow. She's like Bob Uecker, though. That's the only issue I'm having.
She is. Kind of got a little Uke look.
Yeah, he looks like a dude.
Doesn't that suck for women?
Yeah.
As they, you know, women hate how they age, but after 70, you all kind of start looking a little like Bob Uecker. You really,
Uecker,
I mean,
syndrome.
It's so sad. Like 75, if your hair goes, you all cut your hair like Bob Uecker. You start getting that big, weird nose like Bob Uecker. Hey, Belvedere! You start saying that to everybody. Hey, Belvedere! Just a bit outside. Hey, Grandma. Hey, what is it, kids? Hey, you're starting to sound a lot like the Uke. Yeah, you know, I noticed that myself the other day. Poor old lady. She's accomplished so much. And all I took from that amazing 91-year-old woman is that she looks too much like Bob Uecker for me to take her seriously.
If you're visiting Granny at the retirement home,
yeah,
get a Uecker count.
Well, there's a Uecker. Look, if your Uecker count is less than 10, you put her in a place that's too young. They all look like Bob Uecker. Poor women. And men just get old. We just get old, and we start looking like Bob Uecker, and that's okay. Women start, they have to cut their hair, they start losing it, and they get Uecker-ized. Every old lady starts looking a little bit like me later. Bob Uecker! Hey, Grandma, did I get the applesauce in your mouth? Just a bit outside.
Less filling.
Sorry, Grandma. Tastes great. It's 7:54. There you go. That's your Brady Report. Sorry, ladies, but it's inevitable. The horrors of aging will turn you into Uecker before you know it. If you don't know who it is, it's spelled E-U. Is it E-U-K-E-R? Or U-E. U-E-K-E-R, right. U-E. Yeah. Bob Uecker. That's your future. So all you ladies who've decided, you know, I'm at that age now where long hair looks funny. I'm just going to cut it off and do that mom coif. Next step, Uecker hair. It's happening. It will happen to all of you. There you go. We got a boat to give away. We're going to hand that boat out. Supra Wake Boat is a few days left is all to qualify for that thing. Walmart's still waiting for you. You can go over there and get that Monster Energy board, and it gives you a little code you can text in. Maybe they'll draw your name. But right now, 5 minutes away, we can get you all loaded up and ready to go, and maybe you'll win with us and float off in a beautiful boat. Find out what the word is next. That's your Brady Report brought to you by Hooters. It's 98KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.